Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your perfect, amazing love that we are here to see and grasp in your great and precious promises so that we can know it in being aware of it, able to speak about it and experience it. Thank you, Lord, that you have paid the price, that you are King, that you are Lord, and you're not just hiding in heaven. All of heaven is yours and all of earth. And you are here to fill this earth with the blessings that you have in heaven. And thank you, you share it with those that you call, those that you circumcise their hearts, and you bring light into their lives. So thank you for this wonderful word that we know that you are here to fill the earth, and you're there to fill us with what is required today to be the lights in this world, to be enlightened ourselves with the knowledge of your nearness and your goodness, and then to nourish and encourage others as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 4, verse 14 to 19. No prolonged childishness among you, please. We'll not tolerate babes in the woods, small children who are easy prey for predators. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flow through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch, not only with God, but with reality itself. They can't think straight anymore, feeling no pain. They let themselves go in sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of perversion.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said it so nicely. When the Greeks wanted to see Jesus, and the world needs to see Jesus. Everyone needs to see Jesus. And then he portrayed the importance of what is required. He says, unless the seed falls in the ground, it would remain alone. So if Jesus, the wonderful testimony of Jesus was just known, and everyone's speaking about that, and everyone knows about that, but they don't know the reality that came through him coming, but then through him falling into the ground, dying on account of one died for all. Amen. He died for all on the earth, all under the earth, to bring us all back. And this is what he done for all mankind. Amen. He was raised, and we were raised with him. And he is there now to fill all things. And then he goes on there, and he points out in that if you don't hate your lives, the life that you must hate is the carnality, is the life that is antichrist, the life that is out of God. You've got to hate that life, and you've got to come to God. And then you've got to turn away from the world, and you must serve Jesus. Amen? He has come. He is here. The Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true. Know him on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, and a minutely basis. When your mind is set on him, you have the peace of God and the provision of God and the favor of God. And so that's what the word is just encouraging us this morning. And that, you know, we all had carnality. We were all caught up just in the natural, in the world. And not in all the good things in the world, but in the deception of Satan blinding our eyes so that we don't know who we are. We don't know who our God is. And we are not aware of him and walking with him. But praise God, it has all changed. Amen. The kingdom is here. Jesus is here. The blessings of your future, the plan God has got for you is here. And we need to take hold of it on a daily basis. And that's the reality. The Son of God has come. And he has given us understanding to know him. And we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life. So let's stay in Jesus. Amen. Developing on schedule and being the people God made us to be, a fragrance in this world, drawing others out of the darkness into this marvelous light. So stay in this marvelous light and arise and shine in the marvelous light of God's perfect love that is with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.